Hello and welcome to the AmBOSS podcast, Beyond the Textbook. Every 2 weeks, experts from AmBOSS, the medical education platform, interview medical students and healthcare professionals to showcase international perspectives on everything in medical school and beyond the textbook. We are your hosts, Dr. Tanner Schrank and Sophie Neal. We're interrupting our mini-series on leading women in healthcare to bring you a special episode in the field. Sophie interviewed four wonderful guests at the AmBOSS Hackathon, including physicians and those working to build the AmBOSS platform. So we're excited to pull back the curtain and give you an in-depth look at how AmBOSS functions and what innovations we're working on beyond the textbook. So without further ado, here's Sophie with our four interviews.
Welcome to this very special episode of the AmBOSS podcast, Beyond the Textbook, where I am very excited to say I'm on site at the Berlin headquarters for our yearly hackathon. Now, this year's theme is AI, and I'm really excited to be joined by one of our challenge leaders, Marianne Overland, who is our content lead for internal medicine for our clinical division. Marianne, thank you very, very much for giving us your time and chatting with us. Could you maybe start by telling us a little bit about the hackathon and what you think about it?
Yeah, thanks for inviting me. I'm happy to be here. The Hackathon Week is a really special opportunity for everyone at AmBOSS to kind of hit the brakes and hit the pause button on their normal activities and come together in interdisciplinary and interprofessional teams to solve new and different challenges. And this is kind of a week where we get to say, what are your dreams? What's your kind of pie in the sky? What are the big, big, juicy, delicious problems that maybe we want to solve but don't have time to think about in our normal daily lives? Let's come together in different configurations than we usually work and think about how do we come up with new solutions for some of these problems.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And this year we get to think about how to use AI to help every physician provide the best possible care. So it's a really exciting opportunity.
That is super exciting. I mean, AI is such a hot theme at the moment.
Yeah, AI is a really hot topic. And I think that all of us recognize that while AI will never replace physicians, physicians who understand and utilize AI might replace physicians who don't. And technology companies that understand and utilize AI will be replacing technology companies that don't. So it really behooves us to think about how to get familiarized and use the capabilities of AI to help further our work now rather than waiting for it to become like a reactive thing. So I think it's a really great opportunity.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I came back from maternity leave recently and AI, it exploded. It was like coming back to a whole new world.
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe you can also just tell me a bit about yourself.
Yeah, thank you. I started AmBOSS in October of 2021, so I just had my two-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I started as a medical editor in the U.S. Clinicians Division, and this past April became a content lead for internal medicine. And prior to that, I worked as a general internist and primary care doctor in Seattle, Washington, in the United States at the Veterans Administration Hospital, and was also the associate program director for primary care for the University of Washington Internal Medicine Residency Program. Wow. So I am a super medical education nerd. I love adult learning, med ed, metacognition, thinking about best ways to teach adults how to learn medicine, continuous professional education, lifelong learning stuff. So this has really been a really great transition for me to think about how to take those messages in medical education and amplify them to millions of people potentially.
Yeah, absolutely. What a cool thing that you were able to find AmBOSS.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, really thankful for that.
Yeah. Well, you are heading challenge number four. So clinician continuous learning and professional growth. Could you maybe tell us a little bit about the challenge, how it's going so far?
Yeah. So the challenge is to think about how to utilize AI and AmBOSS to empower physicians to continue their education into perpetuity. So how do we use this really powerful platform that we already have and the power of AI to create new opportunities for professional development? So far, the challenge is going really, really well. I don't want to give away any secrets, but there's some really amazing interprofessional interdisciplinary teams working on some big, big questions about how do we bring learning and training to the point of care? How do we utilize different points of data input about individual performance to help create opportunities for physicians to really hone in areas of weakness and potential growth? So I think there's a lot of opportunity. I'm really excited to see what comes of it.
That's very cool. Well, Marianne, thank you so, so much, as I said, for taking the time to chat with us, especially when you're busy leading your team. I hope it's a really great week. I hope it's super successful. And being from Denmark, I hope you enjoy your time here in Berlin as well.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Wonderful. So we are also joined by Hannes Rösler, our Director of Medical Product. Hannes, thank you so much for taking the time to also have a chat while you are busy at the hackathon this week. So can you tell me a bit more about yourself and your background here at Amboss?
Yeah, sure. I'm with Amboss already for quite a long time. I joined in 2013.
Oh, wow.
I actually studied medicine in Berlin. So I'm a doctor by training. I used Amboss for my own exam prep. And yeah, I was amazed by the product and joined as an editor and for 6-7 years now in product management.
That's very cool. Wow, 2013, such a long time. And what is it that you like the most about the hackathon week?
Yeah, I think it's always a chance to work with colleagues that you don't usually work with. That's amazing. So you get a lot of different opinions, views on the world. And it's a chance for everyone to get out of their usual working habits, right? And learn how fast things can be, at least the first 80%, and learn how hard it is to actually get the last 20% of quality.
And implement it, yeah.
Yeah. It's a really joyful experience, actually.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. I mean, Amboss is all about working together with everybody, right? Yeah. And the more it grows, the harder that gets. So yeah. I think this is a really good opportunity, as you said, to work with different people. Yeah.
And very spontaneously, I decided to actually also pitch something yesterday. I had an urge, and now I'm actually a hacker.
That's cool. And can you maybe tell me a bit about the challenge, the theme?
Yeah, I mean, the whole hackathon has an AI theme, right? How can AI help create amazing user experiences and also probably help editors and content creators at Amboss to be more efficient. And in Germany, we're already quite established with an audio product. So we offer podcasts. We condense content down to the essence for audio, right? And we were thinking, how could AI maybe enable us to do this even for international audiences more seamlessly and more efficiently?
That's cool. Were you excited about the AI theme?
Totally. I mean, when ChatGPT was released a year ago, I think it was a big moment for all of us. I think it turns everyone into a hacker.
Yeah.
I often find myself sitting even in the evening doing things for me privately or things that I would like to try for work. I feel like a child in the toy shop.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a whole new world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Okay. I think really the AI thing is really a special thing because that's such an enabling technology.
Yeah.
Like it's like a healthy forcing function in a way, right? People need to come up with ideas on that theme and so it will come up with creative stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Being a medical student yourself, I need to ask you one of our important questions from the podcast, which is if you could offer our students any advice beyond the textbook, what would you say?
I think my big advice is, and that is maybe culturally dependent, but I was a very big fan of working with a set of peers through my studies.
Yeah.
So I have like 2-3 friends still. We met actually a month ago after 10 years of graduation. And I think that got me through med school, just having peers that I learned with, we met regularly.
I think that's really important to have, it might sound simple, but to have people in your life, right? Yeah. Peers, family, friends that keep you grounded because it can be so easy in medical school to just stop everything. Absolutely. Well, very importantly, do you think your team has a good chance to win?
Of course, I say yes. I think we're doing something very, very innovative. And I just came out of the room with my team and we planned how to make jaws drop. So get ready for something.
I'm excited. Well, Hannes, thank you so much again for taking the time. And I'm wishing you best of luck with your challenge.
Thanks. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. So I'm really happy to be sitting here with one of our ambassadors from the US who's visiting the Amboss headquarters this week for our hackathon. Yusuf Salem. Yusuf, thank you very, very much for taking time to chat with me. Can you maybe tell me a bit more about you and what year of medical school you're in?
Thank you, Sophie. Yeah, I'm excited to be here. My name is Yusuf Salem. I'm a fourth year at UT Health in San Antonio. I've just applied to residency. I'm applying dermatology. And I am very excited to be here. This is actually my first time in Europe and my first time meeting the Amboss team in person. So it has been a very nice time. Lots of culture shock, but all in the best of ways.
That's very, very cool. So how long have you been an Ambosser with Amboss and how are you finding it? How's it going?
So I first joined the Amboss team as an ambassador the end of my first year. So now with my fourth year, that makes it over 2 years. And I've really enjoyed it. Working with everybody, I found it to be a very collegial experience. And then as an ambassador who ran or helped run the webinars, I really enjoyed the work that I did. I felt that this platform made a difference for me as far as my grades and also as far as giving me more time. The things that I cared about outside of school. And I wanted my peers to have that and I wanted others to have that. So I set out and tried to make my experience known.
That's really, really cool. I'm super happy to have you because it sounds like you're doing an excellent job, especially to come here to Berlin as well. What's it feel like being at the Amboss headquarters in Berlin?
I actually did have some expectations when I got here, when I thought of a corporate environment, I thought of cubicles and I thought of this big nondescript building. And instead, I have found it to be, in the best of ways, very different, very collegial, very friendly. I think the best word I can use to describe it is homey, and I love it.
Yeah.
Everyone here really does feel like a family. Truthfully, not what I expected, and better in every way.
That's cool. That's really nice. I feel exactly the same. It definitely feels homey and comfortable, and even though it's an office, not office-like, which I really like a lot. And you're here, of course, for this special week of the hackathon. So can you maybe tell me a little bit about what you've been doing here, how things are going?
Yeah, so the hackathon, it feels like everybody is pumped up and extra motivated to make something happen in a much shorter amount of time, to come up with ideas very quickly and to dedicate their mind and all their efforts into creating something of value for medical students, something that will make our lives easier. And so I really appreciate the work you guys do already, but then to just see how excited and how passionate everybody is, and it's so concentrated. Everybody here, many of them are doctors, but many of them are professionals of other status. And yet everybody has this shared goal, and it's a true goal. It's like innate. They really want to make medicine better. They want to make medical education better. And I really feel that, and I love it, because that's me. That's what I do, is I learn from them, and making my learning easier is really amazing to see it from the other side now.
Yeah, I'm really, really happy to hear that, because it's really nice for me, because I work also with our international ambassadors. So it's actually really cool to just meet you in person and have someone at the office and know that we're doing the right thing. So thank you, Yusuf, so much for jumping in a quick ad hoc interview with me. Really, really nice to have you as part of the podcast today about the hackathon. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I'm glad you're enjoying your time at the Ambles headquarters.
Thank you so much. It was really my pleasure.
Cool. So Blaise, thank you very much for coming back and joining us again for another bit of our podcast. It was lovely to have you the last time. And you are here for the hackathon in the Berlin headquarters. You're heading the first challenge, so student personalized learning experiences. Maybe you can start by just telling us a bit more about you and your role at Ambos for anyone that missed your last episode.
So I work as a content lead in the education division, which is focused on creating content for medical students in English, of course. And I've been working as a content lead for 2-3 years.
Nice. So I'm sure our students are really excited to hear more about this challenge, as it's one of our student-based challenges, and how AI can play a role here. So can you maybe tell us a bit more about the challenge?
So the challenge is essentially, can we leverage generative AI to improve medical students' learning experience? So there are lots of ways to learn medicine, and not all of them are equally efficient. And there's a lot of information that students have to understand and remember in order to succeed. And the question we're asking is there a way to provide students with an efficient learning path that essentially gives them time to focus on other things? And based on the information that we can gather, see if we can provide a personalized learning plan that would get them from point A to point B in a very efficient manner. So help them understand the material you're supposed to learn better, help them recall that better, and ultimately become good physicians.
Absolutely. And I think someone mentioned this earlier today as well. I think really important to remember is AI is there to assist us, right? It's to help make lives easier, but not necessarily replace physicians, replace doctors, replace the work you have to do as a student. But as you said, to make it more efficient, to ensure that students can learn in a better way, in a more effective way, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say has been the most exciting part of the hackathon?
So far, I think the pitches that we had yesterday, so there were lots of really cool ideas that were pitched. You could see a lot of passion that the people brought in. I'm quite excited to see the final presentations.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice to see what everyone's come up with at the end of it. For your challenges, it's student-focused. Are you focusing on any students in particular?
We've kept the first challenge relatively broad, so we haven't mentioned a specific group of students. That's students in general, of course, referring to medical students and students of allied health sciences. So this was intentionally done so that we offer people the freedom to come up with ideas that are not necessarily focused on just US medical students, but medical students in general.
Amazing. Well, we're excited to see the results. And thank you very much for taking time again, for coming back and chatting with us. Best of luck with the rest of the week.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Exciting developments in AI and medical education at the Berlin headquarters of Ambos. Keep a lookout for the winning projects to become fleshed out, integrated into the AmBOSS platform, and available for you as students and clinicians to test out. Thank you, Sophie, for your work reporting from the hackathon floor, and to our special guests, Marianne, Hannes, Youssef, and Blaze. I'm Dr. Tanner Schrenk, and this has been AmBOSS Beyond the Textbook. The links in the description can give you a more in-depth understanding of these concepts. If you like this episode, please give us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. You can check out the AmBOSS platform for your medical studies and sign up for a free 5-day trial at amboss.com.